ability to feel your heartbeat is just the beginning, understand? No? Unless your mindfulness is already very stable, you cannot feel your heartbeat. The doctor also needs stethoscope. The sensei also need to put their finger on the pulse there, tarmac. But you, as cultivator, we don't need. We relax, silent, aware. Wherever we locate that mind, it is sensitive. You can feel the heartbeat, the vibration, everything. Then wherever there is contact between your physical body and your pillow or mattress or whatever, that vibration that is going on, you can feel them. Then if you silence your mind, it will start to transform. Then you become more and more peaceful, more and more peaceful, more and more aware, and the mind become more and more quiet. Your heartbeat also will become more and more quiet. So all this can be experienced. Then when you are able to do it, means you have some form of sati developed already, which is a good sign. Means your mind has some form of sati. But this is just the beginning, always remember. Then you have to really realize the silent mind, the awareness, when everything stops. When everything stops. Means your mind has nothing to anchor. Initially, you anchor at the heart there, the heartbeat. Initially, very gross one, like pounding. Then as you relax into it, silent, you become more and more quiet, more and more quiet, more and more subtle. Then like poaching went through. Then there's like a shift of consciousness. Then suddenly, the whole thing also no more gone, no more heartbeat. Initially, it's like no more heartbeat, but actually it's very subtle. But finally, really, the whole thing gone, no more. Then the awareness nature, then she came to know that the thought process, the mundane mind, is very near. Within split second, it can just come out. Well, when you try to know or want to know, that thought come out already. But when you understand, you remain silent, relax, aware. Then this one can stabilize until it's very quiet, very still. That's why the silent, that nature, you have to realize it. You have to illuminate it, understand it, until it's very clear, until you can stay there all the time, most of the time. And that is the wisdom energy. That is the nature that is transforming, that can let you see things, understand things, awaken you. That is the real nature. The meditation is from that silent mind, that true mind, not through your thought process, not through all your knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. That one I can really tell you straight. I don't know what word to use. Means straight, like don't want to lie to you. Blunt is a very crude word. like I can tell you, frankly tell you, that is the right word. Whatever you do with the thought will lead you nowhere. Will lead you nowhere. Because that one, that silent, that awareness nature, that is the one that can awaken, not anything else. So the real meditation is to realize that silent, that energy inside there, that movement which is beyond thought, beyond mind. Whenever that thought arises, you will see it very clearly. But when you have gone deep into it, to become conscious, it's not easy. You have to come out of it, then only you become conscious. Then after that, only the thought can come out. But to become conscious is already at the conscious level. So when you are able to relax, silent, aware, and go in deep, you can go into that various mind state, which is very different. It's not the mundane mind anymore. It's that nature transforming itself. Then when the awareness and that nature become one without thought, you can stay there for a period of half an hour, 1 hour or so. Then the stability is there. Then from there, the awareness that come out, the listening, the hearing, everything is different. There is the mind that is in sati that listen and hear. It's very different. Okay?